Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. Another Phillies win last night. Another series victory off day. Now head to Milwaukee where they see the Miz, Mizorowski, tomorrow night. So Phillies doing a good job right now. Madeline doing an excellent job navigating his baseball team. Eagles mini camp. Jalen Hurts spoke yesterday. The Jalen Carter situation bears significant watching over the next month. But how do we not talk about what happened last night? I mean, it's the elephant in the room. We can't avoid it. The New York Knicks are one victory away from an NBA championship. And last night, truly one of the great NBA postseason finals games I've ever watched. I mean, that was just, what did we just see? I mean, that's shades of Patriots-Falcons in the Super Bowl 28-3, that comeback. For the Knicks to be down nearly 30 points and to come back and win that basketball game, a remarkable victory for the Knicks. They're on the precipice of winning a championship. And that game last night, you know, it takes two to tango. The Knicks obviously played really well in their comeback, and Anobi was phenomenal. Brunson hit some huge shots, including the three over Wemby with his outstretched arm at like 2 minutes to go. But the Spurs also just gagged that thing away, taking three after three after three with the big lead. And I thought just some unbelievable choke job moments by the Spurs last night. You know, you have some pretty bad turnovers, one by Harper, one by Castle, and you have Fox late in the game, 10 seconds to go, loose ball, picks it up, up one, hold that basketball, make them foul. You know, unless you have a clean, I mean, and it has to be a clean dunk or layup at the rim. You can't have a challenged layup with 10 seconds to go and potentially miss it and give them the ball back. You can't have that. You can't have it. And Fox, he's been in the league forever. He's got to know that. Fox has been in the league a decade. He's got to know that. That is brutal. You know, and then I thought really where the game was kind of lost. There was a lot of moments where the Spurs started to lose the game or contributed to their loss. But I thought the moment where they could have flipped it back the other way. You know, the Knicks had been on about 8 minutes to go. You know, the lead is 14, right? So that they, you know, the Knicks had spent a lot of time cutting that lead from 29-27 down to, you know, 14 is pretty manageable with 8 minutes to go. You know, Anunoby hits a three. They get it to 11, and then, you know, here we go, right? But there's like 2 minutes to go in the game, a little less than 2 minutes to go. And Josh Hart has the breakaway layup. And, you know, the Garden's going to explode when he hits that thing, Dunker layup, and he blows it. He blows the layup. And the Spurs get it to go back down. And they have an opportunity there. You know, they kind of fast break it, and Wemby gets to the basket, gets fouled. And they have an opportunity there to really kind of put the clamps down. Wemby hits the two free throw shots, and you're going to make the Knicks feel like they just had their opportunity to take the game, and they blew it. They lost it. That they had let that slip through their hands. And instead, Victor Wembanyama misses not one, but both free throws. And I thought that was when the Knicks were going to win the game. Now, how they did it, and in the last moments, I didn't see that coming. But I just thought then that was like, oh, they're choking this away. And there's a lot of aspects to this. I mean, just a great NBA Finals game. The Knicks are going to win this series. They're going to win a championship here. But, and I said, you know, a couple weeks ago here on the pod that this stings so much because they're the team we want the Sixers to be in every way, shape, and form. And the jealousy that I have for the joy that Knicks fans have for basketball right now is like palpable. And the jealousy I have for the way they built their team, the organic way they built their basketball team, it stinks because I don't want to feel this. You know, I wish the Knicks were a hateable bunch. Forget their fans. Forget all that. You know, that's forever. You hate their fans. Their fans are annoying. But just the team, the Brunsons, the Harts, the Ananobis, who, by the way, you know, Ananobi could easily be a Sixer. He could easily be a Sixer. You know, he was available at that trade deadline the summer before the Sixers pursued Paul George. He was available. And for my money, he was available on a discount because he was assumed to be expensive free agent. And the Knicks got him for RJ Barrett on a couple picks. I mean, come on. Guy's a player. When he's healthy and that hamstring is fine, he is. He jumps out of the gym. He plays defense. He plays offense. His offensive game has become more refined. He might win the finals MVP here. He's a really, really good wing. And we got Paul George. But I'm jealous the way they built their basketball team. And the thing that struck me and really hit me kind of as I watched the end of that thing last night is when you really think about it, if this Knicks team, this group, was here, and it said Sixers across their chest, and they were doing this. Like, if we experienced this game, game four of the 2026 NBA Finals, if we got to experience that here last night at the T-Mobile Arena, Wells Fargo Center, whatever they call it, if that game, that moment happened here against Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs, and we were waking up this morning on the precipice of a parade in Philadelphia, that group, they would be the most popular Philadelphia sports team of all time. I'm telling you, they would surpass the 2001 Sixers, who were a very popular team that didn't win, and they have some elements and vibes to that team, more talented, you know, overall with the roster and scores and all that. But there's like Josh Hart is a 2001 Sixer. So let's just be real. Like he's those guys. You know, Brunson playing the AI role. Now that team didn't really probably have another scorer to the level of a Karl Anthony Towns across his career, but you see the parallel. I mean, there's a scrappiness to that group in New York right now that reminds you of the 0-1 Sixers. 0-1 Sixers are still one of the most beloved teams here. They didn't win. 93 Phillies, 17 Eagles. Now you might say, Joe, come on. There's no way any Sixers team could be more beloved than the 2017 Eagles, who won, you know, the city's first Super Bowl championship. And in theory, in essence, I think you're right. But that group, that 2017 Eagles team, we loved the moment. We loved the team, the idea that the Eagles finally won. That group wasn't like a group we grew with for years and years. Fletcher was, and Kelsey was, and Lane was, and Brandon, who made the play. But you know, the quarterback we had a complicated relationship with because he was the quarterback. Then they traded him away. We fought about whether that was a good idea or not. Then he came back as a backup. And most of the rest of the team were mercenaries. They were one-year guys, two-year guys. That wasn't a team that we watched organically grow up in front of our eyes, like the Knicks. That wasn't a team that we watched all the battles through the years, like the Knicks. We didn't have that. That wasn't that team. That team kind of came together very quickly with Alshon Jeffrey and Torrey Smith, and you know Malcolm was here for a while, but it really came together quickly. And then they won a championship and they coalesced. They came together and it was awesome. But I actually think this Knicks group, for the way they were built and came together and gone through the playoffs year after year and gotten close and close, not no cigar, and now with this playoff run they're on, I think this would be the most popular Philadelphia sports team of all time. And there's an irony. There's a bitter feeling and a weird feeling that you can kind of recognize this from afar. That's like the perfect version, the most Philadelphia sports team you could create is about to win a championship for the city of New York.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And then you throw in that they're from here. They play college basketball here. That this is their city. That Mikal Bridges grew up here. That his mom worked for the Sixers. That Brunson played at Nova. And so did, Bridges. That this is their city. That they played college basketball here. It is a killer. That's where we're at with this thing. And they're going to win this, and they're going to have a parade, and we're going to try to take some solace in, like, that we hate the Knicks, and we hate their fans, and all that. But what is at the backdrop of all this is, if that happened here last night, we would have been talking about that team, that game, that comeback for the rest of our lives. For the rest of our lives.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It is one of the great basketball games of all time. And I would probably say something similar if this was the Raptors or this was the, the Suns or whatever, right? But the fact that it's the Knicks and the fact that they took players from our backyard to create this team and took an identity that fits this city, that this is the way people want basketball to be developed, played, created here. It beyond sings. Now it's to the point where I am just completely jealous. Like, it stung in the beginning, and when they went up early in the series and you saw the writing on the wall, the whole thing just sucked. But now that you go through it, and, they could probably start planning that parade route, they're up 3-1, you realize, like, not only are they a great basketball team, not only are they a worthy, soon-to-be NBA champion, but you have to respect the players, the way they play. And if you projected that here, it would top every team that we've ever seen in Philadelphia. And that is meant to be no slight to any of the great, productive, exciting, emotional teams that we've had here in Philadelphia. And I'm not, you fall in love with all the teams at different levels, at different times, in different ways as a sports fan, especially if they're competing for a championship. you know, you kind of get in on the team and get in on the idea of what all this is. And it develops and it grows and it grows. And by the end, every Philadelphia team that's on the precipice of a championship, whenever those times happen, you get into it and you become, you kind of throw yourself out, or you wrap your arms around it. So every championship team, I get it, is loved. But there are certain ones that are loved for different reasons. And there are certain ones that resonate with the city for certain reasons. There's a reason why 01 Sixers, 93 Phillies resonated at different levels than other teams. They resonated with the city. You felt yourself, you felt your plight, you felt your life, you felt your heart on their sleeves as you played. And the Knicks play that way. This Knicks group plays that way for their fans. And yet, you know, New York's more a little more glitz and glamour, obviously, right? The Knicks, this Knicks group plays with more of a Philadelphia chip on its shoulder and an underdog mentality. And we're going to do what we have to do to win this game mentality. It's a special group. They're about to win a title. I am completely jealous. I wish, you know, we got some luck like that, playing a team that's going to choke like the Spurs are clearly – the Spurs clearly are just too young. I mean, they're just not ready because they've had two games, early in San Antonio and then this one where they just choked the game away. I mean, they have just completely choked basketball games away and let themselves really lose games they should have won. And that's the mark of a young team. Wembanyama will be better for this. He'll figure it out, and he's become public enemy number one now and all sorts of stuff. And people will see the spoiled brat in him a little bit sometimes, but he's a great basketball player and he will learn from this. He will be better. He will win his, but this from, LeBron 07 got swept by the Spurs. This might not be a sweep. It might be five, might be six, whatever. Well, it's not a sweep, but it might be five or six, whatever. He's getting his humble pie right now, and he's being humbled by a Knicks team that if you put them here and you write Sixers here and you put a parade here with that group, they go to the top. They go to the top. I think they would push everybody else out of the way for the most popular Philadelphia sports team that I can remember. You know, certainly in my lifetime, but I think it even goes beyond that because of who they are, what they've done, where they came from, how they were built. And there's something about watching them last night and really throughout the postseason. They never waver. I mean, they're like zombies. You think they're dead. You think you've got them. And they just slowly, slowly chip away. And it's Brunson that leads that. Brunson has this, you know, just bulldog attitude, but very steady, very, very smart, heady, steady, in the moment player. But when that bucket needs to be made late in the game, I mean, there's just not many people in the world right now that you'd rather have the ball in their hands than Jalen Brunson. I remember a few years ago on the midday show, I said, you know, I did a list of players I'd rather have if the goal was winning a championship than Joel Embiid. And I had Jalen Brunson on my list, and this was right at the beginning of his kind of star turn. And you would have thought I said a four-letter word on the air. You know, you would have thought I said a slur. By the way, people were like, Jalen Brunson. Well, guys, watch the games. Watch the games. You'll see it. If you watch the game with clear eyes, you'll see that's a killer. And that's the guy you want the ball in his hands late in the game. This Knicks team, not only about to be a champion, they'd be the most popular Philadelphia team of all time if this was happening here. I appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out.
When you play the Virginia Lottery's new Millionaire for Life game, you have the chance to win $1 million every year for life. Play today.
Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. 888-532-3500.
The Virginia Lottery.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.